I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. The Sci-Fi Channel has given us their take on the BBC's Being Human. The show centers on a werewolf, vampire, and ghost living together in the same house, attempting to be human. As you can guess, they're not always successful, but that's the fun of the show. I talked to the stars of the show, Sam Huntington and Megan Rath, along with executive producers Jeremy Clark and Anna Frick, on a conference call about the show, their not-human characters, and how the actors got their parts. This site takes a lot of work, so please support our advertisers. And now, here's the gang from Being Human.
How did all of you get involved in working on the show?
I'll go first with Sam. It is a very traditional audition process. Coming in, meeting, you know, the casting people and the executive producers, including Jeremy and Anna and our other exec and the director of the first two episodes, Adam Kane. And then, you know, you progress along and you eventually, you know, end up testing for all the fine people at Sci-Fi and then just kind of get the gig. It was unique because I think it can speak for all of us when I say that we were all so in love with the project that it was lucky that we all got to kind of work together. So anyway, like that.
And this is Anna, and Jeremy and I came into it. We actually were not partners before this project, and we're married, so we're partners in life. But we had separate careers before this, and
happy careers.
Happy, no stress.
We had a happy
marriage before, and when Sci-Fi acquired this format. So they were sort of looking for someone who could do the genre and who could do the characters and who could do the humor and the relationships. And our agent actually suggested us as a team.
That's so cool. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Said, what about these two working together? So it was sort of the first time we had, you know, come together to work on a project. So that's sort of how we came into it.
And how's it going? I mean...
We have an appointment at 4:30 with Dr. Goodman.
Let me know how it goes.
Yeah. So that helps with your question.
This is Megan. Well, I wasn't going to say anything because my process was the same as Sam. I actually auditioned first in Montreal. That's where I'm from. And we saw you on tape.
Right.
Yeah, that's how magical you are.
That's true.
So I went in with a casting director in Montreal and auditioned a couple times there, and then I met with Adam Kane, our executive producer and director. And then I was flown to L.A. to screen test and meet the jet setter. And I met with the guys. We all read together and fell in love. And lived happily ever after.
Can you talk about how you identify with the supernatural aspect of your characters in human ways?
Interesting question. I think that for me, this is Megan, by the way, I think that the whole being invisible aspect of Sally really helps with just feeling the emotions of what she's going through. What I like about her so much is that who she was in her life, when she was someone so passionate and involved and someone who really wanted to make a difference, and she's still that same person in her death, but everything is stripped away from her. She has this longing to be involved and help people, and now people can't even see her, and she can't even touch anyone. So I think the whole supernatural aspect of that really helps to get into her mindset.
Yeah, I think what Megan said is exactly right. It's like, you know, the supernatural element of each of the characters is kind of what informs who they are as, you know, for what it's worth, people. You know, I mean, for Josh, he is defined kind of by who he's become, and it affects every part of his life. He's, you know, kind of ostracized everyone who is special to him, and and now, you know, he's become this kind of introvert, and he's you know, careful, and he's, you know, hypersensitive to his surroundings, and so, you know, it affects how you play it, you know, it's you kind of put yourself in the shoes of the character and what they've gone through, and I think that's kind of what's cool about the show is that it's what makes it more human, you know, you really kind of try and literally put yourself in these people's shoes, and it makes it actually kind of easy.
You know, Sam and Megan, you guys are incredible in this. I am so happy to see this series. I just want to ask you both, you know, you have some really challenging roles here. I mean, a werewolf and a ghost. Can you talk about some of the challenges of playing your character?
Well, this is Megan. For me, I mean, I agree. It is a really, really challenging role. First, because Sally it just seems like a real person. She's going through so much in the span of the entire season. I mean, she starts off one way and ends somewhere completely different. And as an actor, it's something so exciting to be able to do. And it's been amazing to explore all those different sides of myself. And then there's the physical limitations of it. The fact that Sally can't touch anything, touch anybody, which is also challenging because, you know, for me, especially when I get really into something and I get passionate and I get to talking, I'm a physical person. Like, I'll touch somebody, and with the fact that I can't do that, you really have to rely on the emotion and the words that we've been given, and that's what's been really exciting for me, actually.
I will reiterate that this is Sam. I've been looking for a role like this my entire career, and because it's so challenging, because it was so three-dimensional and so interesting, and so it's been really hard, and it was really hard, and the hours were really tough, but luckily we were working with each other, and we love each other so much, and we got each other through it, and we had an unbelievable crew and unbelievable creative people behind us. So, you know, it's as challenging as it's been. It's been the love of my life, you know, for my career. I've just been I have a kind of a love affair with this show. So, you know, my wife and son, they're okay. but the show, you know, for my career and for as an actor, this has just been tremendous.
Sam, were you concerned about taking on a role that's going to require you to, you know, not have clothes on often? Was this an issue, and how do you deal with that?
you just shut off, right? I mean, I would imagine it's a lot like being a prostitute. I don't have to imagine that hard. It was a rough early 20s for me, but I think it's like the first paragraph of the first episode of the first script. Is Josh stands naked in the woods. So I pretty much knew going into even the audition process, this is something that was going to be, you know, that this could be a reality for me. And to be honest, it was terrifying, but in all seriousness, kind of liberating, and it got really easy after a while. You know, needless to say, there's certain tricks that you can, you know, employ to hide your good parts, or mediocre parts in my case. But you know, you just kind of get used to it, and you know, the other thing that actually came into play was the fact that I was so comfortable with everyone on set across the board that it really wasn't, you know, it was like standing naked in front of your buddies. You know, it got really, really normal.
It got really normal, oddly. So yeah, at first there were a lot of nerves, but those
actually got squelched very, very quickly.
Did you think we were going to make you strip in the audition?
You did. Do you remember
the
third one?
Black, I think.
Maybe I did it. Yeah. Maybe
you weren't there that day. It was just Jeremy that day.
It was really, I thought it was at your house, but...
I think it actually also adds a lot to the vulnerability of the character. So I think I was always actually kind of happy when that was, you know, when the nudity was the case, because it helped me, you know, it really helped me be more vulnerable. So, you know, it's a huge part of it and an important part.
I guess my question is for Sam and Megan. A lot of people have had some good questions before, so I've been narrowing mine down. But one thing I wanted to ask, you know, this is a fairly major gig for you guys as actors. And once you found out you got the part, so I wanted to know what kind of research you did into the roles as both a ghost and a werewolf.
Okay, well, I'll start. This is Megan. I'm a big believer in ghosts myself. Yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, the first house I ever lived in was haunted. And so I've sort of been, and my parents are kind of into that too, so I've sort of been bred on that my entire life. But as far as research goes, I really was experiencing everything for the first time with Sally. I mean, Sally doesn't, she's died 6 months ago at the beginning, and she doesn't know what's going on. And so it's appropriate that I, too, am now finding my way and figuring out what I am. So I was just sort of going through it as she was.
That's funny. That's very similar to the Josh character. Mm-hmm. And that is, yeah, it's very new to him, too. You know, he turned into a werewolf 2 years ago, and or got turned into a werewolf 2 years ago. And so, you know, he's going through a little bit more. He hasn't come a long way in those 2 years. He's just kind of been biding his time until he doesn't really know what's going to happen. So as far as the research, you know, yeah, I looked a little bit into werewolf lore, but you know, ultimately, I think what we're doing is really original, and so I kind of was looking at Josh as a character more than the genre, you know, aspect of him. A lot of it was the wonderful material that we were given and just kind of working that and forming that into what I thought that, you know, the character was. Luckily, it was not hard because I've always felt very close to it. I hope that answers your question a little bit. It was
easy and yet wonderful.
My first question actually is for Sam. Your character is different than what's usually portrayed on shows. A lot of current shows are typical werewolves.
Yes.
I wanted to know, what direction do you plan on taking Josh that will keep him unique?
That will keep him unique? I think it's built into the character, you know? I mean, like you just said, it's the atypical, it's not the typical werewolf, you know? And that's what attracted me to the role, and something that I carried through the season. You know, the wonderful writing has definitely been, my guide. His humor has a lot to do with it. His, you know, his kind of hatred for who he is has a lot to do with it, and I think that's what ultimately is going to be interesting for people to see too.
I try to carry a lot of that humor and a lot of that that almost innocence of Josh throughout.
Jeremy and Anna, of all the actors that auditioned for the parts, what was it about Sam and Megan that made them stand out?
Oh, awkward.
You were sitting right here.
You can go ahead.
Let me... Megan just started listening, by the way.
She just signed off
This is Anna talking. You know, especially because the show obviously already exists, I think it was, like, that first day of casting, I remember, we were so, it was so hard for us to figure out. You know, you have those original actors in your mind, which you don't want to have. You just want to find, like, what is our version and what is our voice, and we don't want to be thinking about looking for that person. And, you know, these were hard roles to cast, not because you cannot just think of it as,
individual characters, you have to think about these people as a trio, and how are they going to relate to each other? And that's something we've spoken about already, is the fantastic chemistry with these guys. And I have to say, and I'm not saying that because they're sitting here, like, Sam and Megan really from the get-go. And again, Megan, we didn't even get to see in person because it was on tape from Montreal, really sort of stood out of, like, yes, that is the spark and the life that we're looking for in the Sally character. I mean, I have to say, no one ever really came close. So that was like...
All the other people who auditioned for this role are crazy.
I know, now I feel... Now I feel bad, but it's true.
Casting is such a subjective thing,
it's
right?
It's true.
For an actor, it's got to be an utterly brutal process.
It's awful.
But likewise, for people in our position, it can be an equally brutal process because... Even when you see what walks in the door on a piece of tape, you don't know what you're getting until you truly see what you're getting. And then, like Anna was saying, until you actually put them next to the other people they're going to be acting with.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah,
the
chemistry of this group is so vitally important. And so when these three got together, it was so instant and so kinetic that it paid off in every way. But I just want to back up to say that our directive was to look everywhere.
Yeah.
And this show is being shot in Canada, so we have casting directors in Canada and the United States. We looked all over Canada.
Los Angeles, New York, and
when I say we saw hundreds and hundreds of actors, and the cast that we have now, it was undeniable from the first moment that we saw these three. It was undeniable, and it was in that regard, it's very, very easy. I mean, I'll speak to these three people. They made it very, very easy.
I mean, I'll say about Sam Huntington. It's awkward because he's sitting across from me.
Oh, my God.
this is Anna. But, I mean, looking for Josh, finding the character of Josh is always going to be one of the most difficult things because we really feel like Josh... Because he is the most human, and he is sort of the heart of the show, and he sort of has the most to lose. We really needed someone who had that vulnerable and heartbreaking quality, but who was also funny, you know, and Sam really brought that to the fore. He was really, you felt for him in that room immediately. And Sam Witwer, I remember when he walked in,
you were like, oh, my God.
I remember when he walked in, and you know, you have your paper with everyone's name on it, and you're making notes. And
then you see his ass shirt.
No,
he's like, I'm sorry, hitting Sam Wower.
No, I wrote down to Jeremy. I wrote a note to Jeremy like that.
You wrote down, make him take his shirt.
No.
Oh man.
I wrote down that guy is a killer. You know, we see vampires. And we joked about when we started this casting process, like, are there any hot vampires left to cast? I feel like they've all been cast and are all everywhere. And we got a lot of, no offense to anyone who auditioned, we got a lot of sort of brooding, pretty, sexy people who didn't have any depth to them. And Sam Witwer really brought in that I believed that he had a haunted past as, you know, a vengeful killer, but I also believe that he was vulnerable underneath that.
Like a scorned underwear model.
Oh, yeah.
We're teasing Sam Witwer.
But the fact of the matter is, with him and all three of us, the roommates, you would flounder and die on day one if all you brought to this were appearances. I mean, the paces that these stories put these three people through, it was the scenes we had them read to the scenes we had them read together were all very deliberate because we knew where they were going when they didn't necessarily know, and we had to know that they could do what was coming. What was in store, because we knew what was in store. I mean,
and all three of them have to be heartbreaking and funny. Mm-hmm. Like, they all go through the ringer in this.
Yes.
So, you know, you have to be able to see all sides.
So, So I think we rehabilitated our assault on Sam Woodward.
Yes, I think so. I mean, dude, that guy can take it. He's too talented.
And just my last question for everyone in the room. What's your advice to actors?
Just in general?
Yeah, in general. Yeah.
This is Sam speaking. I think there's a lot of different people at different levels in their careers, and I think that there's different advice for people in different points. There's a lot of stick-to-itiveness that needs to go into it, and there's a lot of hard work and determination, and there's also a lot of you have to have a really, really, really thick skin, because 9.99 times out of 10, you don't get the job, and it's in a really devastating way, and it's something that you really want, and that's just the way it works. And so, I think, you just work on your craft, and just try to know in your core that everything happens for a reason. And if it's not this one, it's the next one. This all sounds very depressing, but I got to tell you, it for the most part is kind of depressing. So you just gotta kind of stick with it and perfect yourself as best you can.
This is Megan. I think just to add to that is for this process specifically, it was like, for me at least, I started off so in love with the material, the scripts, and the characters, that at each step I got to, it became more and more scary for me, because as it became more real and plausible, it's also that much more heartbreaking if you don't get it, because you can lose it all in a second.
Yeah.
But I think my best advice would just be to work as hard as you can constantly. I mean, it has to be something that's on your mind all the time, and I think just working on your craft and developing your skills is really what's going to set you apart from most people.
Work on it every day.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I think I'm a better actor now than when I started this series 6 months ago.
Well, that's what's great about a series is that you can practice every day.
Yeah, that's really all this was for me. just really figuring things out.
Just dusting it out.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, columns, and resources. Thanks so much for supporting our advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.